O-R-G.
Making good management decisions can help farmers control white mold in soybeans. Peterson Farm seed lead agronomist Rick Swenson says when selecting the right seed variety, that's a good first step along with adjusting population.
In a lot of ways, we were 165,000 for population or even more in the past. Most guys have gone down to 140. Worked with some guys, you know, getting down to even 100,000 population or even less. You know, if you've got high fertility and you've had problems year over year, pay special attention to those areas. Really pay attention to the plant structure too. Pay attention, is it a tall bean? Is it a medium height bean? You know, is it a bush? Is it a real thin line bean? A lot of that kind of stuff. Try to match it up to whatever row spacing you've got.
Applying a fungicide early after the R1 growth stage and then planning for a second fungicide application in August can also help. Ultimately, Mother Nature is the determining factor of whether or not white mold pops up in soybeans. White mold was common in 2019, but not so much in 2020.
If we end up with a cloudy and cool August, you're probably going to get white mold because that's the way our practices are now. We've got tall, nice, robust, healthy plants. We're not burning them off with herbicides. But if you get a dry August like we had in 18 and 20, then it's not as big a deal.
For more, visit the Peterson Farm Seed blog at petersonfarmseed.com.
It's been a